Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by First Bank. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbis, Nick Ferguson, and D-Mac.
Play fake to Edwards Helaire. Burrow going for all of it. Caught. Touchdown, Jamar Chase. Here's an opening. Terrace Marshall is gone. Touchdown, LSU.
All right, our guest is Reggie Chapman. He's a sports reporter for WBRZ-TV. And Baton Rouge, Reggie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, man, we are so excited for you guys. What an incredible game with LSU and Alabama. And Joe Burrow, no hiding on Joe Burrow anymore. First of all, maybe let me just start there. What has he meant to that community?
Man, it's unbelievable. He's kind of become a cult hero very quickly. It's interesting. You watch a lot of the interviews and you listen to him talk, and really with Louisiana, and interestingly enough, since he's from Ohio, he talks about how the universal language really is just toughness and grit and working hard. And it's interesting how Joe's kind of epitomized that instantly when he came in. I mean, when he first came out to the first practice, I remember reading and hearing of stories of he was trying to beat everybody in the conditioning lines and try to get in everybody's faces and just kind of earn the respect quickly. And he earned the respect, and, you know, just based on the confidence and the way he plays, man, he's an absolute hero. We've been looking for the Tigers and Tiger fans have been looking for a quarterback for years and years, and Joe Burrow's finally brought that.
Reggie, I'm going to give Joe Burrow the Beignet of the Year award because he's been playing, you know, lights out. For those individuals who haven't had a chance to see him, I mean, what's the difference between Joe Burrow in 2019 opposed to Joe Burrow in 2018?
Honestly, I mean, you just look at the biggest thing people are going to give the credit to, of course, is just the fact that they've changed the entire offense at LSU. LSU hired in Joe Brady, who's now the offensive, one of the passing game coordinators, the offensive assistant. He works with the offense coordinator, Steve Ensminger, and they changed the offense to the spread. And interestingly enough, it's a offense that Joe Burrow played for most of his life. When he came to LSU, LSU was still kind of in the Stone Age running stuff where he was under center a lot of the time, and that's not something he was really comfortable doing. So you add a offense that he's very comfortable with. He's just able to, I guess he has a different level of confidence now, personally. I mean, just from watching him play, he has a better grasp of the offense, and, you know, he's making throws and anticipating throws in a way that he really wasn't doing last year. And part of that also has to do with the offense. Part of it has to do with his relationship with his receivers. I mean, it helps when you've got two, maybe three guys that are going to go maybe first round in the draft in the next couple of years. So it's really interesting to see how Joe's kind of improved. His arm strength seems like he's improved. He's significantly more accurate. He's up in the upper percentile of quarterbacks and just the completion percentage. And, man, he's just playing out of this world, and it's unbelievable to kind of see a guy in an LSU uniform throwing the ball this way.
You know, Joe he has been on the move in all the mock drafts for the last few weeks now. Anytime you beat Florida, you beat Texas, teams are going to start talking about you, and, you know, the scouts are going to start having a little bit more respect for you. But now you get the victory over Alabama, and there are a lot of mock drafts out there right now that have got him going number one overall. Are you surprised by this kind of skyrocket rise?
I mean, it's meteoric, honestly. I mean, to see how he played last year, obviously, just based on how people see the quarterback position at LSU, people thought he was good last year just in this area. But if you look at the stats, he was just okay, average to a little bit under average, right? But he comes in this year, it's been unbelievable. And it has honestly really been surprising. I mean, before the season started, we went down to a little city called Thibodaux, Louisiana, where they do the Manning Passing Academy every year.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Burrow was invited to go, and he was out there with some of the best arms in the country. Of course, Trevor Lawrence was out there, and Tua wasn't out there this year. He was out there last year. I mean, they have some of the bigger names in the country out there, Jake Fromm, Kelly Bryant, like just huge names, just biggest quarterbacks in the country. And Joe came out and said a couple of things. One, he said that he felt like the way he was playing, the way he was throwing, he could really compete with anybody that was there. And two, he promised to the media and myself that LSU would be scoring 30, 40, 50 points a game. We all looked at him like he was crazy. And to see it kind of happening and seeing it happen, I guess, against teams like Alabama, which I think I read a stat. He had 3 touchdowns in the first half on Saturday. I think in the past 6 or 7 years, I think LSU quarterbacks have only accounted for 4 touchdowns combined, or 5, I think. So he's just on a different level than any of these other quarterbacks we've had over the last decade, honestly.
So you're down in Louisiana. You cover LSU. You cover the Saints. We're up here in Denver, and you must be like, why do you guys even care? Well, you see where I'm going. If you were to have a quarterback next year, if you were to pick a quarterback next year, would you have Joe Burrow or would you have Teddy Bridgewater?
Man, personally, I mean, I've gotten to see both of them play, obviously. I think that, interestingly enough, I'd probably go with Joe Burrow just based off of the fact that, you know, there's really that it's not the safe bet. I mean, I think if you go with Teddy Bridgewater, it's a safer bet, but you have to pay him more money, obviously, because he's going to be getting a huge contract this offseason. You know, obviously went 5-0 as he started for the Saints this year. And the way Teddy plays is in a way where he does what you need to do to win the game versus taking shots. And he takes care of the football and he just makes the right plays. I think if you go with Joe Burrow, you have a chance to have a very good quarterback. Obviously, and this is, you know, a little bit deeper, but when you have the rookie quarterback contract and stuff like that, that saves you a little bit of money also to go out, get a couple new guys, and you can really rebuild a franchise. So, I mean, personally, I'd probably go with Joe, but, I mean, you really can't go wrong with either guy. Teddy played really well in the 5-star.
Hold on, Reggie. Play. You only get to pick one. So is it?
I'm saying Joe. I'm just letting you know that, you know, if Teddy ends up out there, you also have a good guy.
But, all right.
You know, personally, I'm going Joe all the way.
All right. And we're excited about Joe Burrow. The concern here now in Denver, Reggie, obvious, is that the Broncos won't be bad enough to get Joe Burrow, where nobody was even talking about him. Even really, they really weren't talking about him even like 2 weeks ago. Not really. And boy, has that changed. So you got a good story down there, Reggie. I'm sure you're excited to have whatever time's left with them, and I'm sure everybody's really enjoying things in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a great time out here right now. And, you know, like you mentioned, it's funny. It's for when Drew Brees getting a little older and Teddy maybe leaving, there was talk initially of like, man, maybe because he's been under the Joe Brady system who was at the Saints, maybe they're going to get Joe Burrow. But that, it doesn't seem like that's
no way. No.
Commodity.
Well, they didn't play well yesterday, but the Saints are probably too good to be in that sweepstakes. We're worried about the Broncos, and they only got 3 wins. All right, my friend, we appreciate it. Laissez les bons temps rouler!
Yo.
Hey, well done.
All right.
Very well done.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Reggie.
Thanks,
very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, fellas, when we come back, football at 4, Drew Locke is being unleashed. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.